Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Pete LaFrance, who is a candidate for the Palmer City Council in the election coming up on October 2nd, 2018. Welcome, Pete.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Mike. I really appreciate the invitation, and I always enjoy my time here at Big Cabbage Radio.
We're going to go through four questions, but to set the scene, we've prepared a theme, and the theme is actions speak louder than words. Question number one. Describe the most significant goal you have that motivated you to run for election by describing actions you have already taken to reach that goal.
That's a wonderful question. And when I first ran for office 3 years ago, I remember sitting down and thinking about what I wanted to accomplish. And one of the things I want to accomplish that's become very important to me is to increase the walkability and bikeability of Palmer. And so actions speak louder than words. I did a bikeability survey of the city of Palmer, and I presented the results to the Palmer City Council, and attached to that were 10 recommendations that we could make that were all fairly low cost that could increase the bikeability and thus the livability of the city of Palmer. And so working through those, we've accomplished, I believe, three of them, and they range from little things like the new bike path behind the depot, just that short segment, bike racks around town, and then also working with the school district and improving like the bike connection of Cope Industrial across the middle school. So little things like that. And those are important to me, and I believe that I've got a pretty clear track record of taking concrete action to accomplish that.
Thank you. Question number two. How do you see yourself working with others serving on the council you wish to be part of? And how do you discover what others' views are on controversial topics?
That's a good question. And I think anyone who's been part of a council or a body or board, we all know that the personalities of the board definitely come out and play into many things. And I can say with honesty that I've gotten along with every council member that I've worked with, including different mayors. And I think when you genuinely approach a problem as something to be solved, I think that's where good relationships are built. And I don't care who I'm working with on the council. If we have the same goals, which most of us truly do, then we can work together. And certainly I also have a track record of working with people who might not otherwise be, you know, likely political bedfellows, but it's local politics. And honestly, I don't care about ideologies. I just want to get stuff done, and I want to do what's right for Palmer. And so I'm happy to work with any council member who has that attitude as well. And fortunately, most of them do.
Thank you. Question number three. How do you reach your constituents, especially those feeling left out of the public policy conversation, or those that may feel disenfranchised? What have you done to take into account perspectives different than your own?
That's also a very important question. I think we need only look at voter turnout to realize the importance of this issue. And I mean, I use traditional things. I use Facebook. I have a page on there that I try and keep updated, although honestly, the last few months I haven't been doing as well as I would like to have. I'll work on getting that better. For me, I value conversations. And so I'm always out and about in the community. You'll see me on a bright orange bicycle with my son on the back. And it's often that people grab me and we chat. And I think Palmer is wonderful because we do have lots of great public spaces and we have lots of events. And I think going to those as a council person and letting people know that you are on the council and you're willing to listen is wonderful. And so the Happy Runs every Monday, I go to those, I chat with people at them. And honestly, anything. And also being involved in boards around, I'm on the board for Valley Mountain Bikers and Hikers, so bringing in different perspectives is great because it obviously has changed my mind on a variety of issues, but I think for me, it's just letting people know that I'm always willing to listen and I'm always willing to take an idea, even if it's not mine, and put value on it and bring it forward.
Thank you. Question number four. What is your perspective on the way the body you're running for functions currently? And if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose? And how have you fostered improvements in other organizations?
Right. Well, I don't think Palmer City Council is terribly broken, per se. I think there's some things we can do to improve it. And one of the things that we need to do better is our public perception. There is definitely a public perception that it's a good old boys club, that it's an insider's ball game. And I've tried to change that by introducing term limit legislation that unfortunately didn't pass in my first term. I'll definitely give that another try. But what I think term limit legislation does is it instills in a confidence in the public to know that we're not just there forever. We're not a good old boys club, that we welcome new people to the table. And I think we need to make sure that we truly are doing all that. And I think I, for one, would like to change that public perception, because I'm sure there is an element of truth in it as well. But having just served on one term myself, I'm genuinely still learning the depths of that particular issue. Beyond that, I think the council, we don't necessarily keep track of past projects as well as we should. Like, we have lots of studies that have been done and completed, and they're sitting in City Hall and they say great things. Like, you as a city should work on this. We should do this or that. And I think we have those studies, but we don't necessarily have the follow through. And certainly that's a staff issue at the city level. But I think the council could do a better job of ensuring that we are keeping our eye on the ball and we are moving forward in a way that's systematic and thoughtful. Did that answer your question? That was a two-parter.
The last part of it suggested an opportunity to explain how you have fostered improvements in other organizations.
Thank you. That's correct. Well, I mentioned my role in Valley Mountain Bikers and Hikers, and I'm currently the secretary in that. And one of the things that I've done is I've really tried to improve communication with our members. So I've redone the website. We use member management software now, so we migrate our databases over to a new system that hopefully will allow better communication. I think a lot of the issues that organizations see are communication issues, and the city of Palmer is no different. So if we can communicate more effectively with our constituents, like I've tried to help do at other organizations, I think that will behoove us across the city, and certainly the citizens of Palmer will have a better relationship with their government as well.
Okay. Thank you for the answers to those four questions. I'm talking here with Pete LaFrance, who's running for a seat on the Palmer City Council. This is an opportunity for you to add any comments you'd like to share with listeners before we finish.
I think the biggest thing I want to share is that I've been thrilled to serve for 3 years. I've really enjoyed being a part of the process, and I would love to serve for another 3 years. I don't know if I'll go beyond that, but there are some things that I've started and that I would like to finish up on. And the bikeability is one that springs to mind. But for me, I want people to understand that they can always come talk to me, that give me a call, email me, and I'll do my best to respond and represent all the people of Palmer.
Okay. Thank you, Pete LaFrance.
Thank you very much, Mike. Pleasure to be here.